Hello. Today I wanted to talk a little bit about cold shower therapy. The actual name cold shower therapy is trademarked. So when I talk about this, I'm not talking about this trademarked method, so to speak, as much as I'm just talking about the practice of taking cold showers and the cold shower challenge, so to speak. So what it's about is for 30 days, you take cold showers. If you're a woman and you're still in your childbearing years, if you're menstruating, you should avoid the cold showers during your period. You should just take lukewarm showers at that time. But otherwise, take, you know, cold shower every day for 30 days. And along with that, have a goal in mind, something that is challenging, but something that you could reasonably accomplish within the 30 days. So I've been doing this since the beginning of the month. And so far, I love the results. Cold showers have been touted to do is improve the skin condition. It seems to make the skin more lustrous and tighter. And so it has an appearance of maybe less wrinkles because it brings blood to the capillaries. So it increases circulation. It's supposed to be good for inflammation. And strengthens the nervous system and helps with the blood flow by pushing blood flow into different areas. It's supposed to be good for the immune system as well. So personally, I've definitely noticed a benefit in my skin tone or quality. I've noticed that it does seem to have a boosting effect on the immune system. I think that it probably moves the lymph fluid around, or it kind of has a toning effect. It probably does move the lymph around because it helps the muscles contract, which is what moves the lymph in the body, is muscle contraction and exercise. Another benefit is that it really just does help you greet your day with a certain level of focus. My goal has been to stick with an exercise program consistently. So I've been working out 3+ times a week. And for the first time, I don't really have excuses for myself. I feel like I'm focused, and I know that I'm going to get that workout in on my workout day, and it's, I know I'm going to get it in no matter what. I mean, even if it's 11 o'clock, I get that workout in. So I love that part of it. It does help focus. And lastly, one of the great benefits of it is, I live in somewhat of a cool climate, and it helps you acclimate yourself to the cooler weather. If you have a period of season where you live where it gets colder, or the cold rainy season, or the winter, or the fall, there's usually a time that your body is kind of transitioning, getting used to the cooler weather. And it really helps with that because you take a cool shower, you dry off in a warm room, and your body, I don't know how it works exactly, but when you go outside for that day, it seems like 40 degrees or 50 degrees is not as cold as it seemed before. So it helps with that adjustment of temperatures in the season. So although I've yet to complete my 30 days of cold showers and cold shower therapy, so to speak, I think that it's been great for me. I would recommend it for anyone who is open to it and who can. This is not recommended for people with low body weight, or people who are underweight, or people who have low blood pressure, because if you have problems with low blood pressure, it can make your blood pressure lower. If you're underweight, it could potentially knock your core body temperature off to a point where your body is no longer in homeostasis. And one of the most important parts of living and thriving is maintaining homeostasis. So we don't want to disrupt that. So just take precaution. Of course, this is not any medical advice, but I just wanted to share how I have been feeling using cold showers and the benefits that I see from it. Thanks so much. Have a wonderful day.